present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You find us for a second week in the delightful Dorset town of Bournemouth. Bournemouth was developed into the resort we know today in the 1890s, when fine drives and avenues were laid out to be opened by Queen Victoria and visiting guest Kaiser Wilhelm in full military garb. At the ceremony, everyone gasped in amazement, except Kaiser Wilhelm, who gasped because he'd inadvertently sat on his helmet. Nearby is Brownsea Island, where in 1907 Lord Baden-Powell founded the Boy Scout movement. Ever since, young lads have gained their merit badges in camping and fieldcraft by reference to his scouting for boys. And in fire starting by reference to his arson for beginners. Dorset's most remarkable attraction is the Cerne Abbas Giant, a graphic representation of a naked man cut into the chalk hillside. Many people have joined the distinguished Cerne Abbas Society, and I'm delighted to see several prominent members here tonight. Bournemouth today has a reputation as a magnet for those in their twilight years. The elderly and frail who've lost contact with the modern world come here to spend their days in peaceful idleness. Let's meet the teams. Please welcome, on my left, Graham Garden and Barry Cryer. And on my right, Timbrook Taylor and Sandy Toxvig. And preparing to enjoy the action on the desk next to me, please welcome our scorer, the delightful Samantha. Our first round is called Situations Vacant. In the olden days, teams, large organizations seldom bothered to advertise to fill jobs. For example, the Navy used to send gangs of heavies into pubs, knocking hopeless drunks over the head and forcing them to sail their ships. We might find that laughable, but it's a system that still serves British Airways whenever they're looking for pilots. So your suggestions, please, teams, of job adverts for positions that have suddenly become available. Graham, will you start, please?
Wolf required to help with pig harvest. Sound pair of lungs essential. Small good wolves need not apply.
Tim. There's a vacancy for a Margaret Thatcher. Any gender, though man preferred. Bulletproof handbag provided, long hours and knives. Must have knowledge of King Lear, particularly the blasted Heath. Thank you.
Following the untimely death of Joan of Arc, martyr required, must have own horse, non-smoker preferred.
Marie Antoinette, vacancy Queen of France, preference for cake and ability to keep head preferred. Apply to Louis XVI at Versailles /guillotine.communard.
I see here Millennium Dome needs new chief executive. Would suit failed whelk stall manager.
Following the death of the old woman who lived in a shoe.
Oh.
Wanted, person who doesn't know what to do. excellent maternity benefits.
And a replacement for King Henry I.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
It says, King stroke Queen required for position of chief lamprey taster. Warning, lampreys may contain traces of nuts.
Following the resignation of John Burt as Director General of the BBC, any old wanted.
Hey!
Does anybody else smell the end of my career? Does anybody else smell it?
The teams are going to sing along now with some classic discs in the round called Pick Up Song. Samantha spent many hours in conversation with the BBC Gramophone Library research staff for this round, deliberating over the fine old 7 inches they presented for inspection. She says before deciding which she was going to spin, she had to think about each one long and hard. Each team member should join in with his or her song until, at my signal, Samantha turns the volume down. They should continue singing, and if on the music's return they're within a nano crotchet of the original, I'll be awarding points. And at this point, I usually say points mean prizes, and then I ask, what do points mean?
Prizes!
But this week I'm not going to, because it's silly. This week's prize is just a thing to help the older single man liven up his alfresco evenings on the patio. It's this attractive pair of French widows. Right. We'll start with you, Barry. Would you please accompany Peggy Lee singing Fever?
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, fever. All through the night, sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm going to treat you right. You give me fever.
Oh!
They were so close I couldn't tell which was which. Your turn now, Sandy. Would you please accompany Louis Armstrong singing Hello, Dolly?
Hello, Dolly. This is Louis, Dolly. It's so nice to have you back where you belong.
It's canny.
You're looking swell, Dolly. I can tell, Dolly. You're still glowing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. I feel the room swaying while the band's playing one of our old favorite songs from way back when. So
keep going.
Take her rap, fellas. Find her an empty lap, fellas. Dolly'll never go away again.
Okay. You now, Graham, would you please accompany Ray Charles singing Hit the Road, Jack?
Hit the road, Jack, and don't come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more. Old woman, oh, you treat me so mean. You're the meanest old woman I ever have seen. I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go. It's right, hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back.
And finally, Tim, while I close my eyes at the prospect, I'd like you to assume the persona of Britney Spears singing her lovely song, Baby One More Time.
Baby, baby. Oh, baby, baby. What's the slowpoke to now? That something wasn't right there. Oh, baby, baby, I shouldn't have let you go. I I know you're right out of sight. Yeah, show me how you want it to be. Tell me, baby, 'cause I need to know now. Because my loneliness,
she's a virgin,
is killing
you know.
Me. I must confess, I still believe, not any longer. When I'm not with you, I lose my mind. Give me a sign.
Okay, the teams are going to do a bit of mime now in a round called Sound Charades. This is based on Give Us a Clue, the entertainment show that really is something else. Give Us a Clue is the show where players were given a song or film title to mime in under 2 minutes. Who will ever forget the Grandmaster himself, Lionel Blair, winning in a world record time of 3.5 seconds when he brilliantly mimed Anchors Away by signalling first word sounds like... And and pointing to himself and Timmy Mallett. Well, in the original, the players weren't allowed to speak, much to the amusement of the audience. Our version differs in one important respect. And the other change is that our terms can speak. Okay, Tim and Sandy, you're to start, please, and your title will be displayed to our theatre audience via the laser display board. While for people at home, here's the mystery voice.
Some like it hot. Some like it hot.
Okay, you're guessing this one, Barry and Graham. Off you go, Tim and Sandy.
It's four words. It's a film, but there was a musical, but film that I would concentrate on, and it goes something like this.
Would you care for some poppadoms?
No, I'd just like some chicken vindaloo, if that's okay.
With extra chilies.
Perfect.
Cat. No, no.
Is it a passage to India?
Yes, with a long way round.
Yeah. Via Wales, that was.
I think it's Some Like It Hot.
Yeah!
Right, it's your turn, Barry and Graham. Your title's now being exhibited on the laser display board, and here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Billy Elliot. Billy Elliot.
It's a film.
It's a film.
And okay. It's two words. And it goes like this. Bohemish. Ah, yeah, yeah. You've had your tea.
Yes, I've had my tea. I had another of my cream horns.
Oh, did you? Yes. Well, it doesn't show. Oh, look, it's... it's very lively here.
It certainly is.
Who are all these people?
It's all hubbub and bustle, isn't it?
It is.
I think they may. They may have come to see my new goat.
Your new goat? Oh, aye, and I see he's a male goat. What do you call him?
Well, he's named after my favourite poet.
Oh, what, Betjeman?
Betjeman?
Aye.
That's stuff you put on your roof, isn't
it?
Oh,
aye.
No, this is my he-goat, Elliot.
Oh, hello.
Goodbye.
Oh, I think, Sandy, you've got it.
I think it's Billy Elliot.
Oh!
Oh!
OK, we have an interesting game. Oh, I've never said that before on the programme.
And meant it.
We have an interesting game of oral dexterity now called Word for Word. Each team takes turns to exchange a random series of words between the two of them. If the opposing team spots a connection between any of the words, they may buzz to challenge. So, for example, imagine gibberish followed by rubbish, and you'll have a pretty good idea of what's involved. If a challenge is upheld, play passes to the opposing side and so on until I wake up. Tim and Sandy, you can start. Fingers on buzzers, Barry and Graham. And as the man used to say when I listened to the wireless as a kid, off you jolly well go.
Doggerel.
Banquette.
Monocle.
Hamburger.
Pigeon.
Fizzy.
Forceps.
Challenge from Barry.
Fizzy pigeon. Mm. Yeah, 60s band.
Yeah. Sorry.
Glastonbury.
Yeah. So sorry.
That's okay.
Okay, Barry, go on. It was before my time.
Croissant.
Spoon.
Diner rod.
Challenge from Sandy.
Sorry, if you can't afford diner rod, you can clear a drain with a spoon.
Yep.
Okay, Graham.
What?
Well, carry on. Your team's carrying on now. You say one word and Barry will say another one. And carry on.
Glad you've homed in on it, huh?
Hesitation.
What? How many more times do I have to say the word? What?
Oh, I see.
Ah! Steam.
Challenge from Sandy.
Sorry, it's a popular train magazine. What steam?
Far-fetched.
Sorry, are you playing now?
Carry on, Graham. I'm not allowing that.
Which?
Halitosis.
Challenge there from Sandy.
Sorry, it's a popular bad breath magazine.
Which?
It's not that popular.
Has a shelf to itself.
And you read it at arm's length. What? Right, where are we?
I was just saying, Timmy's got a chance.
Bournemouth,
now.
Isn't it?
What?
Bournemouth. We're in Bournemouth. Sandy's come to see you. She's brought some grapes.
Is that man in the end bed dead? Right, it's now time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. First of all, I noticed from the mound in the listener correspondence waste bin that we've received just less than 2 letters this week. And it comes from a Mrs. Trellis of North Wales. She writes, "Dear Mr. Rees, I understand you're looking for suggestions for your quote-unquote programme. Can you tell me where the expression dull as ditch water comes from?" Yours sincerely, Mrs. Trellis. And so on with the game, which this week will be played to Central Standard rules. The area of gameplay is therefore restricted to original LCC boroughs, as defined by the Local Metropolitan Government Act of 1927. Anyone who's not sure what these are is recommended to refer to the Little Book of Mornington Crescent, now available in over several bookshops at a bargain £6.99. Okay, we'll start with you, Sandy.
Baker Street.
No, you can't. I'm sorry.
Well,
it's
hang
not
on.
Your central anyway, standard, though. Straight in.
Yeah, I know.
No, I'm sorry. If we're going to start with this, it says under central standards that if a woman is playing in a team entirely consisting of men, if they're not wearing bow ties, they forfeit their first goes. Now, I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything, but you have to allow me Baker Street.
Is this a footnote?
No, actually, if you consult the book, she can play.
Well, I'm
Baker
looking
Street.
Through the thing here.
Well, my apologies. Where? Yeah. Where?
Well,
what page?
It's in here.
22.
22?
Yeah.
Well, hang on, I'm looking through the index here.
You won't under, find it
under
there.
Great,
oh, I'm in it.
Great players of the...
Yeah, I'm going to allow Baker Street.
Can I apologise? I was wrong.
But... I'll say Baker Street, but I may not go in the
film. No, that's fine. I'll say Pimlico.
You're not next, are you?
Hmm. Hang on, let's have a look.
Are you sure?
Page 98.
It's a wonderfully comprehensive book, isn't it?
Yeah.
Two pages stuck together here.
What's,
Graham?
You've got Tim's.
What's the date? Is that the date? Oh, it is, yeah. Yeah, no, it is my turn. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Pimlico it was.
Oh, dear, bad start.
Camden Town?
Latimer Road.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Austerley.
Queensway.
Chalk Farm.
Mornington Crescent.
Yes. 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 Sorry, no, it's my fault.
Here you are. If you pretend it's not happening, it goes away. Our next game takes an educational slant with a look at the French language. It's quite surprising how many common English phrases are actually of French origin. For example, there's the popular magazine showing photographs of celebrities at the dockside called OK Magazine. Our word cavalier comes from chevalier, the French word for a cheap Vauxhall. And from the French term for ham soup, we get our common expression for a frightful actress. That's soup au lard. Right, teams, I brought along a selection of my favourite French sayings and proverbs, together with some incomplete translations. I'd like you to complete them for me, if you can. Barry, il ne faut jamais courir deux lièvres à la fois.
Ah.
One should not chase after two hares at...
a Bobby Charlton look-alike contest.
OK, Graham, it's you now. Souris qui n'a qu'un trou est bientôt prise. A mouse that has only one hole is
unlikely to raise a family, I would think.
Well, the real answer is soon caught.
Really?
Sandy, il vieux meurt s'adresse à Dieu qu'à ses saints. It's better to deal with God than...
her assistant.
The real answer is with her saints. I'm no fool.
Do you know something?
Tim, qui n'est poule aime à cacté. One who was born a chicken likes to...
get laid a lot.
I found the answer to what I was saying. Cackle. Cacate. Yes, figures, don't it? Cackle. I'm enjoying this. I've never... since 1972, I really haven't enjoyed a round, but this one is Barry, now, you again. Quand le diable devient mieux, il se fait ermite. When the devil gets old, he turns into...
the A21 to Eastbourne.
The answer is a hermit. And finally... Graham, à l'œuvre, on reconnaît l'artisan. I think that's probably wrong. Is it shouldn't be l'artisan. Eh?
Ooh.
Maybe. Saint Ferrien. You can recognize a workman by his
cleavage.
Right, as this was Olympic year, we couldn't let 2000 pass without paying a musical tribute to those fine athletes with our own round, singing relay. However, as in the real Olympics, shame has been brought upon us with several upsets. Barry and Graham both tested positive for Phyllosan, while Tim was thrown out of the synchronized swimming team after he was asked to provide a sample. And did it from the top diving board. Singing relay is a team game with each panelist taking one word each at a time. Musical backing at the piano will be provided by Colin Sell. As a matter of fact, Colin was telling us he's writing a symphony and he's been locked away completing his first movement. Most people just read the newspaper. You know? Okay, we've got Western songs this week. Tim and Sandy, your singing relay song is Rawhide.
Keep
rolling,
rolling,
rolling.
though the streams are swollen.
Keep them
rolling.
Rawhide.
Through
rain
and
wind
and
weather.
Hell
bent for leather.
Wishing
my
gal
was
by
my
side.
All
the
things
I'm
missing.
Good
fiddles,
love
and
kissing.
Are
waiting
at
the
end
of
my
ride.
Move
on
head
up
head
move
on move
on
head
up
roar
on. Cut
out
ride
in
ride
in
cut
out
cut
out ride
in
roar.
Well, it's your turn, Barry and Graham. I'd like you to provide a version of the Deadwood Stage.
Oh,
the
Deadwood Stage
is rolling
on
over
the plains.
With
the
curtains
flapping
and
the
driver
slapping
the
reins.
Beautiful
sky,
wonderful
day.
Crack
away,
whip,
crack
away,
whip,
crack
away.
We're
heading
straight
for
town,
loaded
down
with
a fancy
cargo,
care
of
Wells
and
Fargo,
Illinois.
Boy,
all
the
Deadwood
Stage
is
a-coming
all
over
the
press.
Like
a homing
pigeon
that's
a-hankering
after
its
nest.
23 miles
to
cover
today.
So
whip
crack
away,
whip
crack
away,
whip
crack
away.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, as the cricket ball of time is whacked firmly by the bat of fate, and the wincing cricket of destiny pleads with the bat to stop, I notice it's the end of the show. So, from Samantha, the teams, myself and the good folk here in sunny Bournemouth, it's goodbye.
Timbrook Taylor, Barry Cryer, Graham Garden and Sandy Toksvig were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultant was Ian Pattinson and the producer was John Naismith.